Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Yeah.
Once again, we talk about wedding season.
Here in September.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And so we didn't really talk about this, that Pinstripes is closing.
Yeah.
Pinstripes is a national chain, right?
Maybe. I don't know. I've not seen it anywhere else.
Quentin, look that up for me. I think it's a national chain. I think I heard Dana say that one day. But there is one in, I don't know if that's Leawood or South Overland Park. I don't know where the line is.
South Overland Park.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on the other side of Knoll.
Got it. So there is a Pinstripes there, and it's a really big space, and it is closing. And imagine what happens when you have events that are supposed to be there that no longer get to happen. Like, say, your wedding.
These people spent $6,500 and aren't getting their money back.
Nope.
It's a future bride and groom's worst nightmare. By the way, can I just real quick, and then we'll go back. If I could just play ombudsman for a second, or editorialist for a second, or editor, I mean, for a second. Could we get rid of the, it's the blit worst nightmare. Every single damn story that you ever have could begin with that, so long as it's a negative news story, so long as it's not positive. It's a pet owner's worst nightmare. You know, it's every parent's worst nightmare. Every dog owner's worst nightmare. Every cat, It's a future bride and groom's worst nightmare, booking a venue for your big day and it's shutting down before you can say, I do. It's reality for local couple Abigail and Grant. They planned to have their wedding on November 1st at Pinstripes in Overland Park. Last week, the business closed out of nowhere with the owners filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The couple got engaged in September of last year. A month later, they booked their wedding at Pinstripes and said the fun atmosphere is what sold them. Quote, they would cover the catering and we wouldn't have had to do much for decoration, so it just seemed like a good venue, said Abigail. The couple put down a big chunk of change, $6,500. That's a lot for a deposit, isn't
it? I have no idea.
Like that I didn't think you. I thought, were they going to pay $65,000 for it?
How much normally is your deposit on a venue?
I thought
like
it was usually 10%, but maybe I mean I have no idea what I'm talking about. And we're recently in contact with the restaurant. About a week ago, I got an email from the event coordinator. She asked to come in and finalize our food menu.
So there's no sign that this is about to go south. None whatsoever.
Then, 2 days later, she got another email thinking it was a scam. Quote, due to unfortunate circumstances, Pinstripes is permanently closed and we cannot hold your event at this location. So literally 2 days after they were asked to come in to finalize the menu, they just closed down.
Which says to me, the local location did not know that this was coming.
This was
had
coming,
no
yeah.
clue whatsoever.
They reached out to the event coordinator as well as Pinstripes, but did not hear back. Quote, my heart just sank. It felt like somebody stole $6,500 from me, said Grant. The majority of our wedding, like the venue, catering, and the biggest parts of our wedding are just taken away. We have to start all over. The couple said that nowhere in the contract holds Pinstripes accountable. After the story aired on Fox 4, though, they're still holding out hope. Hold on. I know it said it somewhere. Oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't Fox. Where's KCTV 5? My bad. KCTV 5 did reach out to a few places, and because of the financial burden this has caused the couple, the Raphael Hotel is stepping up to help.
That's cool.
They're gifting Grant and Abigail a suite for their wedding night.
Okay.
So it's a memorable one. They're not giving them a venue.
So we don't have a venue for the wedding. Oh, dang it. I thought that the Raphael's cool. Okay.
Yeah. But also, like, the couple has a GoFundMe if you'd like to contribute to that.
So
I want to see where that's at.
When you saw, so in the contract, it doesn't say anything like if we close or file for bankruptcy, you're going to get your deposit back. That's
crazy.
Read the fine print.
Right.
Read the fine print.
Because this isn't like a gazebo in the park.
Right.
This is a business.
Yes.
You never, and anymore, you never know when they're going to go out of business. By the way, this is at Prairie Fire,
yeah,
which is a very nice area of Overland Park. It's like the Brass Onion,
yeah,
and what is it, the Rock and Roll, Rock and Blues.
Rock and Blues. And
the AMC Prairie Fire Theater.
There's all kinds of
Dinosaur
stuff.
Museum.
Mm-hmm.
I've spent a lot of time there. I've, to be honest, never gone into Pinstripes. Because honestly, I like my bowling to be a little more blue collar.
Not a bocce ball guy.
Well, I think this is why this place failed. It was like we have elegant bowling. Like this isn't like your Streetcar Named Desire bowling. This is like you're gonna get dressed up and go fancy bowling here. Yeah, bocce ball, fine, whatever, or candlepin bowling.
I need my bowling alley to feel like a dive bar.
Exactly.
I need to feel like getting stabbed is an option at my bowling alley.
Not everybody is you two. Some people are going out on date night.
I don't know that I go so far as if I don't feel like my life is in danger, yeah, I don't want to bowl
what I
here.
Need. I need is, yeah, like, when I walk in here, I need somebody in a leather jacket to like turn around and stare me down type of environment. I did put a graphic,
yeah,
and that's
it.
Where all of their, they are literally each coast is where they're at.
There's about 8 of them.
Okay.
So it's not a big chain, but it is a chain. I'm trying to figure out why this closed. It had to have just been, and if you have been and you can give us some insight, 913-586-7798. I'm on their website, and if I can get to prices of things, was it just too expensive? Were they just charging too much? Because if you're going on a date night and you live in that part of town, that's a good evening. You know,
yeah,
you can go have dinner somewhere, and they had food at Pinstripes, Italian-American menu. They had cocktails. They advertise that you can do weddings there. I mean, they have all kinds of plan and event stuff there. So, and it seems like it'd be a fun place to have an event. The fact that they offer the catering right there is a big deal because you don't have to have that brought in. That's usually another expense.
Mm.
I'm going to guess it closed because the rent is so high there. I'm going to guess rent is a big deal
at that
location.
Prairie Fire, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be
absolutely
pretty high.
And they just weren't making enough money to meet the rent.
If they still have locations open, then how the hell have they not been able? Because I could see if they're like, hey, everywhere's out of business. The company went under. We filed bankruptcy. We're restructuring. We'll get back to you. But that's they still have businesses open.
They don't have to, I guess.
I mean,
the contract, it says
that's crazy.
And it must be it must say specifically.
Yeah.
It must have wording.
You're not
that says,
covered.
Even if other locations are still open, if this location closes, we don't owe you a dime.
Mm.
And in that case, here's a warning, friends.
Yeah.
Hey, those contracts.
Have ChatGPT at least.
Yeah.
Read it over if it's in legalese and see if there's anything hinky in there that it can spot.
November 1st is a Saturday night. It's the day after Halloween. You're going to be full. The city's going to be full of Halloween parties that weekend. So good luck getting another venue. Invitations have gone out,
mm-hmm,
I assume. You got to be a pretty fun couple if you're going to have your wedding at Pinstripes.
Yeah.
You got to have some personality. I kind of like that. Hopefully, somebody in this town steps up and says, our venue is available that night and we'll give you a deal. And somebody will do a news story about it, and
right,
that venue will get a ton of press attention.
What is it? What is the one? There's the one just off 119th up in Overland Park. Bolarama. I can't remember what it's
not
called.
An intersection I know
there's
very
a,
well, but
it's off of 69.
Can another bowling alley
in college
offer
something
it?
On there.
Do we have another halfway decent bowling alley or event space that has something?
Bolero. That's what I was thinking. Bolero.
Because the thing is, you need the event space. You need the open room.
Yeah.
Also, that's big enough for a wedding.
you can go to Main Event and celebrate your wedding with every 6-year old that weekend.
We have a story in our stack about Dave and Buster's and how they're going to start.
Yeah.
Cracking the whip a little bit there. But yeah, if you're a fun couple, can Chicken and Pickle do it? Chicken Probably. And Pickle needs to do it.
Yeah, that seems like it'd be. They do. It seems like Chicken and Pickle is constantly doing things like this.
And it's also going to be. It's insanely busy all the time.
Yeah.
All of them are. And a Saturday night.
Yeah, it's
going to
be.
It's going to be Halloween weekend. Somebody like that, offer it up for the publicity.
Yeah.
And give them the space.
By the way, their GoFundMe is up to $260.
Ouch.
After this aired on KCTV5.
Okay.
Not getting that money back anytime soon.
So if this is a wedding where they say, in lieu of gifts, scan this QR code and help us pay for the money we lost, are you doing that? I think gifts should be gifts and not money.
No, I'd say just wait. You'll get your money from them eventually. I mean, I feel like if you one or two things is going to happen. Either Pinstripes is going to come back to him and say, yeah, sorry, your contract says whatever.
But even still, they don't have a space.
They're SOL when it comes to where they're going to have their wedding. But as far as getting their money back, it just seems I don't care if the contract doesn't cover bankruptcy. That's just crazy.
Like, I agree.
I'm pretty sure any good lawyer will be able to go over that and go, like, no, you don't get to keep people's money because you declared bankruptcy.
Look at what's happening with Publishers Clearing House.
Oh, my God.
I mean, those people are losing their money. For those that missed that story, they're filed for bankruptcy. And
but
people that got lifetime payments aren't getting those lifetime payments anymore.
People aren't getting money anymore. Not we took your money and then didn't deliver on the services that we told you we'd give you.
But I feel like it's comparable. It's, you just got to read the contract. It stinks. Pinstripe. In the grand scheme, $6,500 for Pinstripes, when you have 8 locations, give them their money.
Yeah.
Just give them their, because it's going to cost them more to hire a lawyer to get that money.
It's also, it's getting a little unnerving seeing places like this go out of business.
Yeah.
It is for me anyway.
Yeah.
Prairie Fire is a really nice area. It's always busy.
Mm-hmm.
How are they losing so much money? I mean, I can't imagine the rent went up that much. Like, I know Johnson County has also had some tax assessment issues as far as property taxes going up. I still can't imagine it was so much that this bowling alley couldn't stay in business. It was I never went into Pinstripes. If you did, 913-586-7798. If you can give us a little bit of insight into what Pinstripes is like. But I've been in Prairie Fire lots of times. It's always busy.
I am not recommending trespassing or breaking and entering in a bankrupt building.
Uh-huh.
But
it's also not the whole building that's bankrupt. It's just this one
even
corner
better,
of the
looks
space.
Less suspicious.
Yeah.
Okay, so who did the story? Restaurant Business Magazine said, how did Pinstripes fall so quickly? They went public in late 2023, by this year, they saw Chapter 11 bankruptcy and closed more than half of their stores.
Was that their mistake going public? Then
they
got bought out by a VC?
At the time, the deal was said to give the company $520 million in value. They said it was all downhill from there. The merger was complete after all. Pinstripes officially went public early in January of 24. By the company's second earnings call in June of last year, so 6 months after they went public, executives were already talking about margin improvement at its restaurants. By March of this year, 13 months after it went public, Pinstripe stock was delisted. They said, how does this happen? By taking that step, by going public and then bankruptcy, when the industry valuations were at peak, growing very aggressively, and then weak sales hit.
Yeah.
And you have too much debt.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and it wasn't just this one, they said. I don't know what other ones, but it wasn't just this one that closed. Who did we just talk about that? What's the bar K? Same thing. Like, was it rapid expansion too fast and you go into debt too much because you're expanding too quickly?
And then the economy
then you can't pay
contracts
it back. Yeah.
And then you're screwed.
And people don't have the money anymore to go out to your place?
From the text line, I can tell you what it is. It's the rent, the cost of insurance, the cost of running the building. I eat electric, gas, food, and employee wages. Somebody that's making up to $18 to $20 an hour that should be making $10. Yeah, it's too bad you can't pay people nothing. Also from the text line, they won't get it back, they would be considered a creditor and be discharged in bankruptcy.
That's
correct. I had that happen to me with a local builder that went out of business and I never got my $7,000 deposit back. That just seems criminal.
That it does, it seems. And I'm surprised that businesses are allowed to write contracts that way.
Yeah.
With people that are agreeing to be
I
there.
Bet not everywhere. I guarantee you that's not the case everywhere.
You're right. I'm
maybe
sure you're
in
right.
Kansas, maybe in Missouri. There's probably some states that are like, yeah, we're not going to let you do that.
Somebody needs to host this wedding.
Yeah.
Somebody with a big enough backyard or... You know, somebody that is will because they're fun. They were going to do their wedding in a bowling alley.
Yeah.
So
Bolero needs to step up. That's
outside in November. Yeah. That's a brilliant idea of mine.
And a lot of people from the text line saying pinstripes was not that great. That it wasn't okay. For the price they paid. They expected it to be a lot nicer. It just seemed like any other bowling alley.
Oh, that's not okay. Yeah.
I mean, I guess there was a nice restaurant attached to it. I guess the restaurant's out of business, too. I mean,
it's,
it was all one big thing.
Yeah, yeah, Italian-American.
I mean, I get, like, again, the vibe for me for bowling is not fancy.
I think for most people, it's not
nachos,
fancy.
It's nachos. It's a soda. And honestly, it's not even planned. It's usually like, hey, what? Well, let's go bowling. What the hell? Let's go bowling.
And you're going to have dinner somewhere else.
Yeah.
Not there.
Yeah.
And pitchers of beer.
Yes. Yeah. Any sport where you can sit down and drink a beer and then get up and be better at it, that's a good sport.
Yes.
That's bowling. 913-586-7798. All right. Coming up, Wallet Hub hates Missouri. Part number 6,545.
It's our fault.
Yeah.
It is not Wallet Hub's fault.
Oh,
we did this to ourselves.
I just like making it seem like Wallet Hub is picking on us when it's
our
own.
I'm sure Wallet Hub's like, God, Missouri again?
Again? What is going on with teachers in Missouri? And where's Kansas at it on this list? We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I've said many times, I like Wallet Hub a lot. I like when they do these rankings. I like their methodology. They also do a really good job explaining how they got there. And in this case, they did the list of the best and the worst states for teachers. They put a lot of numbers in here about teacher salaries, but they ranked them. You have a total score, and then you have two categories, and that's how they get there. The two categories are opportunity and competition. That's one category. And academic and work environment. If you were to ask me before this, what state I thought would be first in overall rank, Virginia is not at all the first thing that would have come to mind. I would have thought a state like California or Washington,
yeah,
which comes in high, but not Virginia.
I was really surprised by it, too. Illinois is higher than it's number five, mm-hmm. which I, being a product of the Illinois public school system,
same.
Both of us, I, me more than you, I'm actually surprised by how high up it was.
You more than me?
Meaning I'm a product of there. I'm surprised that they are as high as they are.
Oh, you are.
Yes,
yeah.
Because I'm a product of it. I'm not as shocked that it's good for you. I was giving you a compliment.
Sorry.
So I
never know when that happens.
I know. It's awkward. I know.
Utah came in at number two. For the life of me, I have no idea why. Washington was number three. New York was number four. Illinois was number five.
Massachusetts was number nine, which I would love to go back to Massachusetts and rub that in their face. Every other thing, they're at number one. They're like, we're number one. Not in this, apparently.
California's number 10. Then we scroll, looking for Kansas or Missouri, scroll. Kansas comes in at number 35 because we were right at number 34 on those two things that mattered. Where does Missouri come in? Scroll. There we are, number 44.
44th.
Is Missouri.
Yikes.
What? It's bad.
Well, is Kansas there? That was Kansas.
Kansas was number, I just lost it. It was number 35.
Okay.
So Missouri's number 44. Neat. Here's one thing that stands out about Kansas, and this is why I like that Wallet Hub does this, because then they'll take a few metrics and give you the lowest and the highest states. Kansas is fourth lowest for projected teacher turnover. Why? Did Kansas suddenly pump a lot of money into teacher salaries? Why are we fourth lowest for projected turnover?
I don't know.
Because that's a really good thing.
Yeah,
only three states are better than us.
So people aren't leaving their
people
jobs
aren't
as teachers
leaving.
In Kansas.
Did we just put a ton of money into retention?
I mean, I can only speak to Blue Valley, but that's kind of a unicorn, right?
So yeah, Blue Valley is not most of the state.
So that can't be it.
So Missouri, okay. How much did we just spend on the special session for congressional maps? $170,000.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at all this
Something
money
nobody wanted. Yeah.
That could be spent on education.
Yep.
That's not being spent on education. When can we get this gambling money going, for crying out loud?
Well, I mean, I thought the weed money was supposed to do this. I mean,
whatever.
What about the lottery?
We need the sin money to go to education.
I thought the lotto was supposed to pay for education.
Part of the problem with that, though, is that the logic works is that you're supposed to have your base money of what the state spends on education. And then the lottery money is supposed to go on top of it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be supplemental.
But what ends up happening is you say, hey, look, we're spending this much money from the lottery tickets on school, and then you slash the budget on the back end of it, because up front you have this big number that you're spending on from the lottery money, and that way you can hide the budget cuts in the other from the other spot.
Yeah.
How is Missouri so bad at so many things?
That's a fantastic question. Why do we end up on the bottom of so many lists?
It's like every time we do one of these, and we're not even like, you know, like 20th. We aren't even
it's always in the bottom 40.
You're
in
the 12th percentile of everything.
If you are a teacher, I know teachers are in school, but if you used to be a teacher, if you have experience in education, particularly on the Missouri side, and you want to weigh in, feel free to give us your opinions. The states that are doing the best that are at the top of this list, here are some of the things that they're doing right that maybe we need to consider. Both Utah and Virginia offer teacher tenure after 3 years. I don't know what it is ever anywhere else, but after 3 years. So it's harder to get fired. That is appealing. They both have income growth potential for their teachers. They have a higher starting salary. They have a really good 10-year change in teacher salaries. So those numbers, there's a bigger, you earn more over less time. Boy, incomes in Utah, they said, increased by 50% over the last decade.
Wow.
Okay. Money. Let's see. Tenure protection. They seem to feel like they have the support of the administration. In Washington, they say which is number three, they've experienced the best change in teacher salaries over 10 years with an increase of 75%.
And they're doing that without any state income tax.
They have weed money, right?
They have weed money, but they're
doing it without a state income tax.
Do they have gambling? I don't know, because I didn't live it. I just did the show.
I don't remember.
In Washington, but I don't remember. I feel like they don't. But
I don't think they do either. I cannot think of any casino I've ever seen anywhere in Washington.
I should know that, but I don't.
So we don't have the money trees. We don't have the, we can't plant those. So how do we, I hate to say this, it is coming down to money.
Yeah.
It is coming down to teacher salaries, especially here when you are on a state line. I don't know what the situation's like in Colorado, but we live around other states where it's dramatically better than us. Why don't we when I say we, I mean like the governor of Missouri or whoever, why don't we value education enough? Why don't we value education more to put more money into it?
I was just about to say something, and then I think John in Independence is going to say it for me. Go ahead, John.
Well, I've got a question. We need to send auditors in to find out where all this money's going, because you know, they're getting money from casinos, they're getting money from the pot sales. My school taxes this year was $4,800 on my house.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. If you live in Jackson County and you just saw your property taxes go up, how infuriating is it to see that we're still at the bottom of the list for education because we don't pay our teachers enough? Where the hell is the money going?
I would ask that question, John. I don't know if you mean specifically where's the state money going or where's the school district money going. Maybe both.
School district money's going. You know, they just build a new big gymnasium out here, you know, at Fort Osage, and they got the old one sitting right next to it, but they had to build a Fort Osage field house for basketball. You know, they're spending all the money on academics and stuff, you know, football and basketball, but, you know, what's administration, what's the principal and the people making at these places? I had one son that went to 2 years of regular school, and he went to private school the rest of his life. My wife has never had any kids. My sister died last year at 74 years old, never had any kids, but she paid school taxes her whole life.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, where's all this money going?
Yeah, especially, if you don't have any kids, I would be so infuriated.
I don't have any kids.
Yeah, thanks for your call, John.
I don't have any kids.
Great point.
Somebody got mad a week or two ago. I can't remember what you and I were talking about. Somebody called Quentin. This happens sometimes. Somebody will call Quentin and get mad and not want to go on the air. And they got mad at me for talking about something to do with kids. It might have been recess. It might have been kids obesity. I can't remember. You don't get to have an opinion because you don't have kids. Let me just say this. I do not have kids, and there is a line on my property tax bill in which I am paying taxes to support the center school district in which I do not have children. I do it willingly with no problem because other people did that when I was a kid, right? Other people paid into the school district system that didn't have kids. So I have no problem with that.
That's such a dumb opinion.
It's a stupid argument.
It's a stupid argument. You don't have kids, so you don't get to have an opinion about the future of this country?
Right.
I'm an American. Don't I get to have an opinion about what America is going to look like in 20 years because of the mismanagement in education and health and the care of our children? Come on.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't drive for a long time, but I was happy to have my money go to the state to make sure that the roads were decent.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't personally drive on the road.
Quentin, during the break, I mean, salaries are public information.
Yeah.
Because they're paid out of taxes. We can look up some of these salary differences and see. I used to get annoyed when people would call and kind of complain that like superintendents make too much money. And I'm starting to get on that side a little bit. You need a really good leader of an organization because they're going to take the fall if the district fails. The reason that Kansas City, Missouri was able to get back to accreditation was because we had, for the first time, a really stable, really great superintendent after a lot of turnover over a lot of years. You keep people like that and get academic success by paying them better.
Yeah.
And that guy eventually left, right? And so I'm okay with paying enough to attract good leadership talent. And we got to look at, because that's the bulk of the budget, I mean, is salaries.
To John's point and to the point you're making, if we aren't spending, and I say we, even though I don't live in Missouri, but it still affects me. If Missouri isn't spending as much on K-12 compared to higher ranking states, and if a lot of money, that money could go toward teacher salaries, poor pupil spending, all that stuff, if that's getting absorbed into the general revenue priorities, what are they getting absorbed into infrastructure? Are you looking around Missouri and thinking, oh man, we have the best highways in the country?
Yeah.
Medicaid? What are we propping up with this money that is more important than making sure our kids get a good education and have a good future ahead of them?
And here's the thing. If you're not going to put the money into salaries, you've got to figure some other way to get good teachers. We have, I don't have it in front of me, but there are new scores out for ninth graders like math and reading. We're doing horribly academically because we're still suffering from COVID.
Yeah.
So then offer the 4-day school week because teachers like that. And we're fighting against that. We're going to look up superintendent salaries during the break. Yeah. Why? It was the superintendent, at least someone, I can't remember. We have some superintendents here who make over $400 a year.
$400,000 a year? I'm absolutely serious.
I think it's Lee Summit, or at least it used to be.
And we're throwing people in jail in Wyandotte for stealing?
And so why that much? Why that much?
913-586-7798. We'll talk about this some more coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Where's the money going? And where do we get more? WalletHub came out with their list of the best and worst states for teachers. And Kansas comes in at number 35. Missouri comes in at number 44, and WalletHub does a good job, and they did a good job of explaining why the best states were the best states. They looked at a bunch of different things. Virginia was the best state for teachers, and what the top states have in common is the highest income growth over the course of a decade for teachers. We're looking at different states. You got to keep in mind cost of living is going to be different and that kind of thing, but I just ask... School budgets are complicated. Some of that money comes from the state. Some of that money comes locally. Why do we not put more of a priority on teacher salaries and teacher salary growth over the course of time? We can say it's other things. We can say it's support from the school district. We can say it's the 4-day school week. And it is about those things, but it's about money.
Yeah,
it is about money.
And it would honestly, I don't like doing politics, but it would be easy to say, well, it's a left and right thing. But Utah is up there. I mean,
right. Utah's number two.
I mean, that so you can't say no. It's, I mean, you don't get a lot more conservative than Utah.
Yeah, that's interesting because correct me if I'm wrong. Traditionally, and I don't want to make it about politics either, but traditionally, more Democratic states tend to put more money into education. Traditionally, that's true. Washington State is number 3. New York is number 4. Illinois is number 5. Maryland is number 6. Massachusetts is number 9. Minnesota is number 8. I mean, traditionally,
but
that's true.
Vermont, which is, most people would say, the most liberal state in the country. Bernie Sanders is a Democratic socialist.
Yeah.
29th.
Yeah. I mean, Utah's number 2. That's all you need to know. I don't know where Virginia stands politically as a state.
It's pretty purple.
In the middle. Okay.
Right?
So we were looking up and playing with superintendent numbers, superintendent salaries. I misspoke a little bit. It was in the last decade where the Lee Summit School superintendent, when you combine the compensation package, which is significant because you've got retirement in there, that was the highest paid superintendent in the state. That came in at just under $400,000.
Okay.
We don't have any that are at 400 now, but we've got some in the 300s.
Yeah. And just looking across the state as far as, you know, who gets paid the highest and all that stuff. Where is it at? I had the whole list in front of me. The superintendent of North Kansas City gets $337 a year. And again, that's not including bonuses, severance pay if they, you know, get that, retirement fund,
again,
all that,
that
stuff.
That 401k, that retirement fund is a big deal.
Columbia is 248. The Ozark School District is 207. Lindbergh, which is St. Louis, is 227. So that one in North Kansas City is an outlier.
That
That's
is
extremely
shocking,
high.
Because that is not a big school. Maybe I shouldn't say that. My impression is that it's a big school district. Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
But I would expect Lee Summit to be the highest here.
Yeah.
Because property values in Lee Summit are the highest of most of these,
actually,
except for Park Hill.
I misspoke. David McGee makes $397.
Okay.
So yeah, that is the highest. That's Lee Summit. That's the highest if you include the extra compensation.
Right.
But again, the most recent numbers on that are from like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So who knows what it is now? Could be more, could be less.
And again, if we need kids to do well in school, and very often, and I say this as a former teacher, superintendents have something to do with that. The superintendents drive policy. They decide budget priorities. They set, you know, they help set teacher salaries. So you need a good superintendent, but you need good teachers and you need to pay them well. We can't survive without well-paid teachers. And I'm tired of the argument. Not that any of you have made this argument, but I know this is in the back of somebody's head. They only work 9 months a year.
Yeah.
I don't need to pay them that much. It is a year-round job.
Right.
And these are your kids.
You know what? They don't have to pay them more for the 9 months. They only work 9 months, then pay them overtime.
For anything over
past the school day. If they have to come in early and they have to work after hours, then you need to pay them overtime.
Yeah.
There you go. Let's see how much more it is, by the way, because it would be a lot more if you had to do that. Focusing on the superintendent thing, because it is an argument that comes up a lot. Teachers getting paid, not even...
like that disparity, right?
Yeah,
that gap.
Getting paid like not even a fourth of what the superintendents are making in some cases. It's crazy low. But is that in Missouri, it's really offsetting in Kansas City or Kansas. I'm sorry, Kansas is the state. It's kind of like, why are they making so much when teachers are not making that much? But how high is it nationally? Looking at the numbers nationally, that's pretty much in line. Like Lee Summit, obviously the cost of living is a lot lower than New York City.
Right.
But
in Mississippi, the cost of living is lower than here.
Right.
So
nationally, it's about $200,000 to $250,000 for a superintendent in any school district.
But we have some here that are a lot higher than that.
Yeah.
My only answer to this at the moment is school boards hire superintendents and make those decisions about that number and about where that money goes.
Yeah.
School boards approve the school budgets. I don't know where all the money is going because it's not, school districts seem to not have enough money. And so where is the money going?
That's what I'm saying. I think we focus so much on the superintendent and how they're making a bunch of money while the teachers aren't, which is a clear thing to focus on. And it probably is too much, but at the same time, it's not out of line with the national average. So why I think that's almost letting some other people off the hook, letting people who are allocating the education fund off the hook. The superintendent shouldn't make a lot of money if the school districts aren't performing well, which they aren't, because they're always in the bottom 40s in Missouri for performance. That's one thing. But one of the reasons they're also performing so poorly is because they're not funded well.
And the state has a role in this somewhere. And I don't know, we could look this up. We're Missouri funding for schools ranks among the states. And you read my mind, so that's what you're doing. But I feel like the state has a role in this on how much money per pupil that we give from the state. And the funding formula for schools is a mess everywhere and would no one has reformed that system well. It relies too much on property taxes, which gives us a system where I don't have test scores in front of me, but wealthier areas then have better performing kids on academics and pay teachers more. Yeah. And that's not fair. That needs to be evened out somehow.
So Missouri, it's not as bad as you would think. I mean, it's not great, but Missouri spends $14,000 per student for K through 12. That puts it 34th.
So in the middle.
Amongst all states in pure per pupil spending. Spending is different than funding. Spending per student is what what they're spending, but the funding is 36th. So it's not that bad for that either.
Can we do better? Can we go higher up that list? Can we be at the top of one of these?
So here's something interesting too, looking at this, and this is from KCUR from earlier this year. Missouri ranks 49th in the United States. I think we talked about this for the percentage of school funding coming from state sources. State funds cover about 32% of K through 12 school funding. That means local governments, especially property taxes, cover a much larger share than in any other states. So that might be your silver bullet.
Yeah.
That might be what the problem is, because if we rank less than all but one other state when it comes to the state actually pitching in and providing money for the education of the children of this state, that's the problem.
All right, we need to get to a break, but we'll have a couple of minutes if you want to make a point. If this is making you crazy, I don't. Get on your school board.
Yeah.
Call your congressman, whoever it is at the moment.
Yeah, whoever it might be. 913-586-7798. If you want to weigh in on this, we'll get your opinion just in a few minutes. I'm Midday.
All right, so we were just looking through. Math is hard, but we were looking at more of the rankings as far as teacher salaries. Here's what I'll throw in to the mix here in terms of starting salaries for teachers. The U.S. national average for starting salary in the U.S., $46,500. In Missouri, it is $38,000. That is 49th in the country, if you're looking where the problem is. In Kansas, it is $42,800, 36th in the country. And nowhere close to the national average.
Yeah.
So that's your problem. I don't know where you want to take money away from, right? Because it's not like we've just got a ton of it to spare.
Yeah.
But other states figure it out. So
we have a bunch of texts coming in on this. 913-586-7798. People justifying Missouri not spending as much money on public schools.
Oh, really?
I don't want to even say what they're saying.
Okay.
I will let you imagine what they're saying.
I have
Hold
heard.
On. Wait, I'll give you 3 seconds to imagine it. Mm-hmm. You nailed it. Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly. It's indoctrination. They're poisoning our kids' minds. Blah, 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 blah.
Or just, pay to send your kid to private school if you want them to have that good of an education,
and
I guess.
I'm assuming these are people who either homeschooled their kids or don't have children at all, and they don't care about other people's kids. Other states might pay more into schools, but Missouri still has to compete for talent at the top. That's why we have to pay the superintendents so much.
I made that argument, too.
Yeah.
But there is a limit to that.
Let's see. Missouri cries broke on raises for teachers, but will cut fat checks for superintendents. I think, again, I know we and I'm not saying it's 100% wrong, but I think the focus on the superintendents misses a bigger issue, which is the state is 49th in the country when it comes to funding the schools and expects local. I mean, you're pissed off about your property taxes going up.
Yeah.
Do you think that could be because the state doesn't spend any money on schools?
Right.
And so it relies on Jackson County to fund all the schools in Jackson County.
I think it's easy to pick on superintendent salaries. We could argue about whether we have too many school districts and whether school districts submerge a little bit more so that way we can get rid of some of that middle management.
Fair.
To me, that's where some of the fat is, yeah. is that do you need so many assistant superintendents? Do you need so many regional people? The public argues against, we like our community schools. We like our elementary schools to be in our neighborhoods and stuff, but we have schools that are empty that we need to be selling. If you merge school districts, that would save costs too, but nobody wants to do that.
All right. Well, we didn't fix that one
fun.
Today.
Dang it.
Dang it, Jamie.
Try next hour.
We didn't fix education. Coming up, we're going to do unpopular opinions. It's Wednesday, time for unpopular opinions. If you have any, get them in at 913-586-7798. Going to lead off with this one. I'd rather watch sports from home than at the game.
Did Scott Parks write that?
It seems like it.
Uh-huh.
Talk about it next. I'm
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.